This is a replay of the Tuesday night, July 16th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, providing it has absolutely no import whatsoever. That's right. You can go anywhere else and hear the important stuff, but here is where you take a break and talk about anything that doesn't matter to anybody about anything. And I play your requests, too, and got several of them lined up today. So, as I mentioned, take your mom to work day. Well, it hadn't gotten to that point yet, but I started to talk about this last week and then got interrupted because, after all, you take precedent. If it's on your mind, we'll just go to that. But there was a survey of Gen Z respondents. Gen Z, by the way, born 1997 to 2012, in case you were wondering, where 26% of all Gen Zs say they involve their parents in job interviews. Now, that, okay, you know, that could be behind the scenes. It's the 31% that admitted that a parent accompanies them to an in-person interview. What? 29% said a parent joined in a Zoom interview, but an in-person interview. You're going for the gig and you've brought a parent, usually your mother. 37% of the respondents who had a parent come with them were at the office where they ostensibly would work during the interview. And 26% said one of their parents physically sat in the room while the interview took place. What? Yeah, this really makes you wonder, doesn't it? And, of course, the study was about low confidence, and low confidence particularly in Gen Zs, although it would not be limited just to that. Our inability to be resilient, willing to risk not getting the job, to build confidence, whatever. All right. Bottom line to this is utter insanity. Now, I can't imagine any instance where you would take a parent to a job interview. Now, I realize that sometimes interviewers are curious about a lot of things, particularly spouses, actually. And that is not the norm, but more common than you might be comfortable hearing about. But parents? So I'm curious. Now, we know we have people like Eduardo who's looking for work, and we know he's living with his mom, and I guarantee you his mother didn't go to any of the job interviews. I don't even have to ask him. But if you actually brought a parent to a job interview, I want to understand this, because in no way can I comprehend how that would be a good thing. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now we have a new podcast here, Vanna White's Brother. It's called Relatively Famous. And so, yeah, I know that could mean a lot of things. But in this case, what it means is Vanna White's brother, who is Chip, by the way, Chip White, is doing a podcast where he interviews the relatives of famous people. Right? Yeah, that's right. It's come to this. We have nothing else to talk about. Well, I don't know. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And before we do anything else, I wanted to mention the Sea Crane Company because I just love them. And, you know, Bob Crane, who should be knighted, because many years ago when most of the radios being made just had lousy reception, whether it was AM or FM, Bob Crane said, I can do better. And boy, has he ever. All of his radios have interesting features, but the thing they all have in common is terrific reception. And the latest, the CC Skywave 2, which is an exceptional solution to ensure preparedness for unexpected extreme weather, which I know you know all about, given last night's everything, and power outages. And I think I read somewhere where there's something like over 100,000 people in Illinois still without power. So the CC Skywave Radio 2 is terrific. For one thing, it's got an alarm that will alert you when NOAA is issuing weather warnings, and you'll probably want to know that in advance. But not only that, it will work no matter what. And see, this is the deal. A lot of people think they're prepared for an emergency. You know, maybe you've got a battery-operated radio, and you go to turn it on in that emergency, and the batteries are dead. Well, the beautiful thing about the CC Skywave Radio 2 is that it will work no matter what. And for one thing, great solar power. But let's say you didn't leave it in a windowsill, and if you did, oh man, you will be able to hear for a longer time than you ever would have imagined. But let's say you didn't, all right? And let's say the batteries are dead, and we're talking about a power outage, so you're not going to use the adapter for that. What do? Well, you hand crank it, little crank in the back, for about 30 seconds. It'll play for about 30 minutes, and you will know what's going on. Not only that, it's got a light, and that's terrific too. So it's a great pocket-sized travel companion radio, the CC Skywave Radio 2. And you can go to ccradio.com and read all about it and all the other wonderful radios as well. ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, well, give them a call. World's best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. That's the phone number, and they're there 24 hours a day. Yeah, but if you can go online, the world is your oyster. Go to ccradio.com. And by the way, sign up for their Sea Crane newsletter. It's not spam. You'll be the first to know about exclusive offers and new products, and it really is terrific. It's right in the catalog, the CC Skywave Radio 2. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Dip, 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 dip.
Get a job.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Philadelphia's own Silhouettes, Get a Job, 1958, originally on Junior, which is a label owned by Kay Williams, who was a disc jockey in town, but then sold to Ember for national distribution, and a hit it was, and Linda in Richmond Park wanted to hear it. And we'll play the follow-up on Ember in 58, heading to the poorhouse next. All right, I've made a grave error here. I told you that the Skywave SSB2, you could hand crank it, and you can't. The CC Radio Solar, you can do that. Confuse my two emergency radios, not good. But I'll tell you that CC Skywave SSB2 is really neat. It's got a digital readout and, you know, a clock, a timer, alarm, and all that. And, of course, you get NOAA weather and that wonderful alert and terrific AM and FM reception, as well as the VHF Aviation Band and more. So, all right. So both are great radios, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't lead you astray. But of course, if you call them, they'll set you straight. And if you look in the catalog, of course, you'll see them all. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Brian in Joliet. All right, Brian, how you doing? Are you with us, Brian? No, Brian's left us already. Brian has left the building so quickly. I can't understand it. Well, hopefully he'll call me. He had some requests, too. And in Joliet, yeah, like most of Illinois, they got quite the weather yesterday and all that. And yeah, dam burst in southern Illinois. That was interesting to read about. It wouldn't be interesting if I was one of the 3,300 people who were evacuated from that. Jeez Louise. All right, so 888-876-5593 on this. We're going into the shadow of the retrograde, and we'll talk about that. And I know, fascinating, right? All right, but there were several other things as well that crossed my mind while I'm hoping you'll call. All right, I'm on knees begging. One thing is what not to say in court. Basically, less is more when it comes to these situations. This isn't far from Chicago either. Crown Point, Indiana. And this is last week. A court hearing, July 2nd, for Devontae Harris, 26 years old. Apparently, Lake Superior Court Judge Gina Jones was hearing Harris's argument for a plea deal, and the case was stalking and battery from November of 2022. She denied the plea deal, and Devontae got very upset, called her names, and said, in open court, on the record, "You think you know about stuff? I done killed people. I got bodies under my belt. Go solve them." He also threatened to throw his chair at the judge and asked her to perform a sex act on him. The judge added 210 days to his jail term, increasing it to 13 months. That's all. Now I guess they're going to go look for the murders. So, yeah, there you have that. Now, increasingly, we will give you stories about this recall or that recall. And the bottom line is, if you are what you eat, you're in trouble now. Yeah, all the way around. But I think Andrew in Chicago has a story for us. So, Andrew, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up?
Well, that was quick.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I got my first paycheck today. So
congratulations.
That really
oh, that's such a wonderful feeling.
It's, you know, yeah, usually they come on Thursday or Friday, so that they did it early and it's weekly, not biweekly. You know, because we literally had ran out of dog food today. Mm. He ate the last thing of rice.
Oh, jeez.
So then I realized, you know, we have money now. So we just treated ourselves to Domino's.
Oh, all right. Pizza. That's all the food groups. I like that.
Yep. And I actually managed to pay money towards some of my bills without having to borrow from friends. In fact, I was able
good
to get my, so I am paying back my friends now, which is really
good.
Nice.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, but what we're talking about the other day on email about the food.
Yes, and by the way, people who email me, I won't engage a conversation. I'll usually say, call me, and Andrew did, and that's terrific, and I'm glad that you did because it happens on the radio, so this is terrific. Yeah, food and food labeling and food ingredients, but review for everybody listening what happened.
It's from by Coke Foods. It's this, let me see if I can refine the label, but as I am finding it.
I've got the label here, by the way, and the label isn't a problem, though. I wouldn't suggest you eat this, but go for it.
Can you read what it's called?
You didn't tell me what it's called. It says Nutrition Facts is what you sent me. And, oh, yeah, fully cooked, seasoned, portioned, filet-style ground and formed grilled chicken breasts with rib meat. Now, you understand what that means, don't you?
I never even looked at it.
All right. No, this is the name of the product you bought. Fully cooked, seasoned, proportioned, filet-style ground and formed grilled chicken breast with rib meat. Do you understand what that is?
No.
All right. Well, that's what you need to do is understand that this is not a chicken breast. They're telling you outright that they have compiled parts of chicken meat including rib meat, together to form a breast, all right? So this is a composite of chicken. This is not, say, a chicken fillet. Ground and formed. So they're taking all parts of this, grind it up, form it into a chicken breast, all right? So, in fact, a lot of people, a lot of places that sell nuggets, for instance, they're not chicken breasts. They're compiled meat, just like this, formed, ground and formed. So you weren't buying a chicken breast.
Well, it was free from the food pantry, but yeah.
What I'm saying is it tells you outright what it is. And it's important to understand that you know what you're buying. See, fillet style, not fillet, fillet style, ground and formed. So think about this. Ground it up, form it into a breast, all right, with rib meat. So what you were, and by the way, the ingredients back up that label. And the ingredients are chicken breast meat with rib meat. Water contains 2% or less of sodium, phosphate, salt, maltodextrin, flavor, corn syrup, solids, modified food starch, dehydrated chicken broth, and chicken fat. All right, so this is absolute honest in labeling. You just didn't understand.
That makes sense.
You didn't understand what you bought. Explain why you were outraged. And by the way, what else would you expect with a ground formed chicken breast?
Well, that's true, but listening audience, what happened was that set a piece on the side to thaw, kind of forgot about it, picked it up, bit into it, and it was like cardboard, and it managed to snap in half like it were cardboard or something.
Right.
And but the thing is that, I look at the inspection stamp from the USDA and the other one that says expected for wholeness.
Wait a minute. It says further processed certification program. And it says for wholesomeness, not wholeness, wholesomeness. Okay? So what you didn't realize is you got exactly what you bought. Now, it absolutely caused you to kind of take a step back and say, what the hell? But you got exactly what you bought.
Right. But again, I guess it doesn't really matter, but it's just what they are handing out at the food pantry. Yesterday or whenever it was when I was about to eat it, I literally just threw it out and I said, I have my pride. I have my pride.
Right. Well, it's not about pride. I mean, I wouldn't have eaten it either as far as that goes. But what I'm saying is that you were thinking, wait a minute, this is mislabeled or they're not telling me what's going on or what is this? Actually, they're grossly telling you what's going on. They're saying it's ground and formed.
Well, after looking at it, I knew it wasn't. After even reading that, it was crap. What I was trying to get at is that how the hell is this type of stuff on the market?
Well, it's absolutely legal to sell. If this thing was labeled in such a way that it was fully misleading, then they've got a problem. But in this case, it sounds like it's truth in advertising. They told you what it was. They told you what was in it. A lot of stuff. I'm going, whoa, no, thank you. But regardless, there's nothing that would take it off the market in terms of food safety.
Yeah, either way, that's just the fact that it exists.
Well, of course it exists. Of course it exists. And
do you not blame me for that fact that it bothers me?
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is it would bother me and I wouldn't eat it, but I would not be bothered with how it was marketed because they told the truth. They absolutely
I'll give them that.
They absolutely said what it was. And so, I'd see that and say, oh, no, thank you. But there's nothing where you can say they're intentionally misleading you. No, actually, they're telling you exactly what it is. So
I just hate that.
I know what you're saying. It's a Franken food. And there are many, 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 many Frankenfoods on the market. And that's why you see things regularly that will cause you to just really, really cause your eyes to roll back like a dying heifer in a hailstorm. Wait until I tell you about the plastic in the testes. Hang on a minute. Yeah, yeah, right. Watch what you eat. All that and more coming up after the news on WGN Radio.
Yep, 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 yep.
Well, look here, baby, tell me what we gonna do. Seems like me and money are through. The last little silver we spent in town, because all of my money hasn't really turned brown. Because
we're waiting for the poorhouse, baby.
It's a strange,
just strange as it may sound.
But we're waiting for the poorhouse, with all my money turned brown. I remember, baby, long time ago, had so much money, it was laying on the floor. We had a pony, a car, and wasn't way up on time. But things has changed, we really got to stop. Because
we're heading for the poorhouse, baby.
It's strange,
just strange as it may sound.
But we're heading for the poorhouse, because all my money turned bright.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, more Silhouettes. That was the follow-up to Get a Job. Heading for the Poorhouse, 1958 on Ember, and a fine song it was, too. I thought, should have been, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but did nothing. So, we got a couple of requests from Linda as well that you will hear tonight. We're talking to Andrew in Chicago, and yeah, the thing that got me this week, and like I say, literally a week does not go by that I don't see half a dozen articles that will frighten the hell out of me in terms of environmental pollutants that are somehow managing their way into our body by a mouth and otherwise, is the fact that scientists discovered plastic nanoparticles in men's testicles. And why this is such an eye-opener is that probably the tightest blood barrier we have in the human body protecting us in terms of men is the barrier of things getting into the testes. Well, so we're finding out now that scientists discovered microplastics in every man's testes that they investigated. By the way, dogs too, because they did that as well. The average person eats about 5 grams of plastic a week. That's like eating one credit card a week. So it's not really a wonder that tiny pieces of plastic are turning up throughout the human body. But again, no one was expecting to see them. And I think we just lost Andrew. Sorry about that. No one is expecting to see them in places where there is a great blood barrier. And the blood testes barrier, like I say, is probably about the tightest in the human body. And so the scientists were expecting to see the plastic show up in the body, including in the heart, but they were never expecting it to infiltrate testicles, and it does. And so the bottom line is that microplastics can bypass or penetrate the blood barrier, and so, of course, blood-brain barrier as well, as you can imagine. And so they were testing 12 types of microplastics, and it was a small study. I think there were like 24 males and 24 dogs or something about this. So it is very small. But what was interesting is that every test subject showed this. And so, some of it is not what you eat. Some of it's the breakdown of plastic items, bottles, bags, you know, plastic debris, and that can cause all sorts of environmental exposure. Of course, then you get into pesticides and things like that. And so all sorts of chemical pollutants can do that. But the bottom line is that no one thought that, say, PVC, polyvinyl chloride, which was detected, that this would pass the blood barrier, whether it was a brain blood barrier, in this case, the testes blood barrier. And so you see a number of alarming facts about that. And that's, I guess, tangentially related to what we talk about that's in food regularly. But the bottom line is there are some things you're not going to avoid, obviously, but I would advise you to be a label reader when it comes to food. If it's a word you can't pronounce, you probably don't want to eat it. It's that simple. And if you're in doubt, look it up. So there are a number of things that are absolutely legal to put in the food supply, but that doesn't mean you want to eat it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. I'll tell you, talk about bad eating. One of the worst places to eat is in the hospital. And Bonnie and Butternut is out. So Bonnie, I'm delighted to hear from you. Tell me, how are you doing? Are you with me, Bonnie? We've lost Bonnie, too? Ooh, this is not good. This is a concern. This is a big concern, actually, because I'm starting to wonder. If you've dropped off, Bonnie, call me back, at least. In fact, if you're listening, call me. I'm real curious to find out what's going on there. Let me try again. Bonnie, are you? No, Bonnie is not with us. All right, so hopefully she will call back. I think we lost Andrew as well, but I'm not 100% sure what's up. I might be talking a little more than I expected tonight, but Bonnie, if you were dropped, call us back, please. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And I wasn't expecting this, that's for sure. And we may get into the history of Mercury retrograde. The shadow began today or tomorrow, depending on where you are, as far as that goes. And the thing to note is, where is Mercury right now? And the answer is today or tomorrow, again, depending on where you are. It's about 26 degrees in Leo. So when Mercury goes retrograde, which it will on August 5th or 4th, again, depending on where you are, it will be 4 degrees in Virgo. Now, they'll go retrograde. Now, at that point, it's going to move backwards. And, of course, no planets move backwards. It's just the apparent motion from the Earth perspective. It's going to move backward until it gets back to Leo again, to 26 degrees in Leo, which it will on August 26th, I believe. And at that point, it will go direct. And now what you want to know is, okay, when is it going to be back to where it was originally before it went retrograde? And it went retrograde on 4 degrees of Virgo, so you want to look to see, well, when will it be 4 degrees of Virgo again? And that's September 12th. So all this is to say the entire period really starts today or tomorrow, depending on where you are, and ends September 12th. But the meat of it would be August 4th or 5th through August 26th or 7th. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. Now we're going to try Bonnie again. Keep my fingers crossed. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're home from the hospital now. Has your heart started to beat normally?
Yes, it did. It went back by itself, so I didn't need to be zapped or any of that.
Good.
However, after I did get home, I did have another episode, but I knew what to do, and I was going to see the doctor in another day.
Mm-hmm.
So But anyway, it's AFib, and it's being treated with medication and blood thinners. And had another echogram, mm-hmm. and a couple of each kgs, and keep monitoring it on my home devices.
Good.
I had before. And I will have a nuclear stress test.
Good.
In another week. So
excellent,
and that's where we stand. That's where we are.
Sounds good. No, it sounds absolutely good. They are aware of it. They are watching it again. This, while it can absolutely be dangerous and deadly, is so common that most cardiac doctors know very well how to deal with it. And so the interesting thing is, in some people you can have AFib and have no symptoms, so they don't even realize what's going on. So, when you actually are alerted with the palpitations and shortness of breath and all that, that's better. So this is all a good thing. I'm pleased to hear it and glad you're out of the hospital. Like I say, I've never been in a hospital where the food was good.
Well, it was not.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It really does make you wonder. But you're home, but, and hopefully won't have to go back.
I'm home, and they just said to, stay busy, which I do.
Yes.
I'm not a potato on the couch.
Good.
And so everything is good, and I'm comfortable with his knowledge, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And yes, I like stay busy, because the reality is one of the things that happens when things go out of whack in our body, we tend to really almost panic, and that can really induce more things, the symptoms, just right from the stress from it. So if you can keep it in perspective and keep busy, you're a step ahead of everybody else.
And of course, they said, it's just something that with having hypertension for many years,
mm-hmm.
Anything after you're 65, this can happen to anyone.
Of course it can.
And of course, I beat it by 15 years, so I guess.
Yeah. No,
guess it's.
Absolutely. So, but there's so many things, by the way, hyperthyroidism, diabetes, asthma, these all can be precursors. The reality is when you're talking about electrical signaling, they don't know. They absolutely don't know, but they know how to control it. And that's all that matters.
That's right.
Good. Good.
Well, thank you.
Good
thank
news.
Thank you. And all is well. Thank
yes.
you.
Keep me posted. I want to know.
We will.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
All right, so good news for Bonnie, and glad to hear it. And yeah, it's really, really easy to, when things start to go wrong, of course, the stress alone induces everything in the world. And at 2 in the morning, it's always worse than 2 in the afternoon, right? So the more you can do to stay busy and all that, as long as you're getting good medical care, good. All right, we're going to get to Dave, a first-time caller in Jacksonville, Illinois. He's coming up next. We've got Jim in Richmond and Gary in Austin and Stacy in Algonquin and room for you, too, on WGN Radio. All right, well, I thought we were supposed to do that, but maybe we're not supposed to do that, and Adam will tell me when we're supposed to do it. In the meantime, I'll talk to Dave, a first-time caller in Jacksonville, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm just sitting out here. It's actually, I can sit on my front porch today. It's not, like, sweltering out, but You were saying earlier you needed callers, so I thought, what?
Yes.
I'll step up.
Yes, well, so. Absolutely bless you for that. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind.
I could talk about a lot of things. You were talking about pollution and Frankenfoods and some other stuff earlier, but, I think, to be honest with you, and you've got a little bit of age on me. I'm not going to say how much. But, I mean.
Well, you wouldn't know if you're looking at things online. I only wish. Let me just say that. I only wish.
But what I'm saying is, I think with all the regulation and stuff that goes on, unless they're inducing it, actually really inducing it into us, I really don't think it's passive anymore, because I think a lot of that stuff with the regulations have gone down.
Yeah, I know.
Agreed.
Agreed. I just found out, by the way, you're talking to me, and that's nice, and anybody listening to my stream is hearing it, but apparently WGN is in a commercial break, and they're not sending me the return feed, so I don't know it. But...
So we're not even on the air?
No, not on 7:20 a.m. You're on the stream, but that's about it.
Wow, so yeah. It's like Fugazi, huh?
Yeah, right, I guess. But I certainly appreciate the call, and I hope you'll do it again, and next time I promise you will be on the air.
Can you play something for me?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Open Up Your Heart by The Lanes.
Oh, okay. We'll do it.
Good okay, deal. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So now I will try to find out why I'm not hearing anything.
Coming down the boulevard late one night on my way back home, when I spied this guy on the corner, thumbing all alone. As I passed on by, I heard him holler out, "Hey," he said, "about any chance of you
going my way? I said, well, sure, hop on in, buddy, and give me a cigarette. He reached into his pocket, and that was the moment that I regret. He hollered, reach for the skies. And I said, but I don't seem to understand. And then he told me, he said, just don't try no monkey business, 'cause I got the stopper in my hand. And then he said, now this is a 38 pistol I got here, built on a 45 frame. It shoots a tombstone bullet on a ball and chain. He said, now I ain't trying to shake you up, but I just want you to know that if the cops start closing in on me, are you the first to go? So just drive on like ain't nothing happening. And when you get to that red light, I want you to fake like you're going to your left and jump back to your right. He hollered, reach for the sky. And I said, but I don't seem to understand. And then he told me, he said, just don't try no monkey business, 'cause I got the stopper in my hand. He said, now I want you to turn up in the alley and cool it behind the liquor store, and keep a sharp lookout at all times while I slip in through the back door. And keep one foot on the gas and always be on your guard, because when I come running out of there with that money, I want you to mash on it real hard. He said, now don't try to pull no double cross and let me come out and find you gone, because one of these days I'll catch up with you and I'll murder with the heat on. He hollered, reach for the sky. And I see, but I don't
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Boogaloo and his Gallant Crew, otherwise known as Kent Harris, and he was just terrific. 1956 on Crest, and the flip side of that was Clothesline, Wrap It Up, and of course, that was what Lieber and Stoller stole outright when they did Shopping for Clothes by the Coasters. But ultimately, it took Kent Harris a while to get his royalties, but ultimately he did. So there it is, and that was Linda in Richland Park, who wanted to hear Boogaloo and his Gallant Crew. Yeah, otherwise known as Kent Harris. So talented. All right, so Dave in Jacksonville, Illinois, wants to hear Open Up Your Heart by the Lanes. That was on G in 1956, and I will play that after the news. And I said we weren't on the air because that's what John told me, but that's what he thought Adam told him. But apparently it was just that the break was missed, and I was on the air the whole time. All right, we'll figure it out one way or another. Now, in the meantime, regardless whether I'm talking to myself or not, and sometimes I feel like I am, but not always, Jim in Richmond is going to give us an update on his eyes. So, Jim, how are you doing?
Hi. I apologize for last night. I was on waiting for you, and there's dead silence when you're on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I want to download the GN app on my iPad.
Sure.
But I thought I had cut it out,
that's
and
right.
I turned it off, but I was hearing double vision, you know, signals on the phone, and then you said, Jim from Richmond, and then you said, oh, he's on the radio, and you left, so I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Ain't technology grand. I figured you were listening to the stream and would hear it delayed because it's not in real time, obviously. But, hey, we're together now, so tell me about your eyes.
I called in to the doctor's office, and I found out that, yes, they're going to give me the Vabysmo on Wednesday the 24th.
Okay.
And they told me, oh, it's been approved.
Okay.
Well, I don't trust them. So I called Humana, my insurance, and after 45 minutes on the phone with them, they said that it's covered.
Okay.
But they didn't tell me how much I would have to pay.
Right, exactly.
So,
and that's what what you need to know.
Right. So, and then now on tomorrow, I call the glaucoma specialist because I don't see him till the end of August.
Okay.
And because the commercials all say that this shot highly elevates your pressure in your eyes.
Mm.
So tomorrow I'm calling that office.
Good.
To find out if they want to move my appointment up to cover that, because I don't want to be sitting here not knowing that the pressure is super high in my eyes.
Of course.
And so I covered that.
Good.
And then I wanted to talk to you about the CC radio. I got the brochure, and they said the E2 and the EP Pro.
Okay.
And I talked to you last week about that.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to make sure you said that the, you know, the ET2, I mean the 2E, I'm sorry, may not still give me the reception that I want here.
Well, you see, here's the thing. No radio can do what is not over your head atmospherically, period. In
mm-hmm.
other words, it's not magic.
Right.
So I don't care who makes it or what it is. If the signal does not exist where you are, you're not going to pick it up. Now, if the signal is there and a lot of radios aren't picking it up, a good one will. But if the signal isn't there, nothing will.
So basically, I should just hold my money and not get another radio?
Well, you know, the other thing, remember, they take things back. And so it's the kind of thing that if you try it and you don't like it, you send it back.
Right.
As far as that goes. But the other thing, have you been in anybody's car with a decent car radio and tried it that way?
Oh, the radio in the car works.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the radio in somebody else's car works.
Right.
But for some reason, the radio does not work in my car.
Well, it might.
And that's why I kept the pocket radio.
Right.
So my brother can listen to his Republican channels.
Okay.
So
this is a good week for it, isn't it? All right. So hang
right.
on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. And this is where we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom.
Open up your heart and let me in.
Ooh,
oh, baby, please, please,
wah, wah, wah.
Won't you close the door to
ooh,
love? Open up your heart and let me in.
Ooh,
you and your kisses,
wah, wah, wah.
That's what I've been dreaming of.
Don't leave me out in the cold. I need you to hold. Oh, won't you take me in?
Boom, 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 boom.
Each time we touch, it's just too much.
To turn me away would be a sin.
Oh,
open up your heart and let me in. Oh, baby, please, please, don't you close the door to love. Open up your heart and let me in.
Ooh,
oh, baby, please, please,
wah, wah, wah.
Won't you close the door to
ooh,
love? Open up your heart and let me in.
Ooh,
you and your kisses.
Wah, wah, wah.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, Aaron Shorter wrote it, but George Goldner did a great job producing it. 1956, The Lanes, that's sort of a medley of their release. It was a flip side, actually, of the only thing they had, which was on G. They were a white doo-wop group from Brooklyn, a bunch of Italian guys, and I have absolutely no idea what happened to any of them. So we're talking to Jim in Richmond. Back to Jim. All right, sorry about that, Jim. And so you are also going to call the maker of the pharmaceutical to see about their program, right, for cost?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out
okay.
Next Wednesday what my cost is going to be after the
right
the procedure. And I have this charitable organization called Good Days
mm-hmm.
that pays, but they don't pay for my catalog. And I just, it's funny, I had a letter that came from my insurance company that they didn't pay for my diagnostic imaging of my retina,
uh-huh.
which is what they do every time I go there.
Right.
Because they said they put the wrong code in. So I called up the doctor's office and said, you better check into that because I'm not paying that $91.
Exactly. No,
and,
if it's a coding
right.
error, they should fix that.
Right. And that was just, you know, I just started to be proactive in
yeah.
double check everything now.
Good.
And I just, you know, I'm just to the point where I'm even having going back and double checking U.S. Cellular on a lot of stuff, and I'm just tired of being taken advantage.
I don't blame you.
And I was just going to ask you, my iPad is 12 years old, and I was looking into getting a new one. And do you think that place I haven't called yet in Janesville has a rollout keypad that would be compatible with a new iPad?
They very well may. Now, let me ask you, why do you like iPads?
Only because of the fact that's all I have, okay. have had.
All
and
right.
My iPhone, you know, is I've only had iPhones
all right, well,
ever since the start.
And that's fine. iPhones and iPads both are iOS devices, so it's the same operating system. I just didn't know if you'd prefer a laptop.
I have a laptop, but it's like 15 years old, and I haven't used it in 9 years.
Right. That's not going to help you. Call them. Absolutely call them. And if they don't, I bet you they can tell you who might.
Right, because there was this movie. Yeah, I know you don't watch movies. It was one of the Die Hard movies,
uh-huh.
and the guy had this rollout keypad that he kept doing to go to his phone, and I'm wondering if that, because I'm figuring with a rollout thing, and the magnifier on my phone, I can find the keys better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't use a rollout, but I use similar things as far as the portable keypads for anything that's iOS. So a ton of different manufacturers make that. I would definitely check into it, but you can get them very inexpensively these days.
Right. And you know, because I'm just trying to fight this disease that I have.
Sure.
And I don't know, you know, what else to do.
Yeah.
And I thank you and all your listeners, because you've done a lot for me. And I wanted to say the music you've been playing tonight sounds very much like, you know, I'm going to be 71 in 2 weeks, so I don't know most of what you play. So they sound like Shana Na. Can you play another Shana Na?
I don't think I will tonight, but I definitely will this week for you, sure.
Yeah, because that's the only style of music that you've been playing that I know.
All right, good deal. Well, it's requests. Everybody requests different things, but you betcha. We'll get you some more Shana Na this week, I promise. All right, Jim, thank you.
Thank you for
Appreciate
your time.
It. Always.
And I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. All right, so good deal. Looks like Jim is on the right track, and I'm pleased about that. Now, I have got a couple lines available just now. They were packed for a while there, but if you've been getting a busy signal, you can dial now. 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. How you feeling, Stacy? Hey, Stacy. Oh, I know Stacy's somewhere. I hear her radio in the background. So maybe she'll amble up to it here in moments. Oh, there we go. All right, Stacy. No. Oh.
Hi, Raleigh.
Where were you?
I'm here.
Okay. So what's happening?
How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, great. I had my doctor's appointment.
And?
And it was excellent.
All right.
My diabetes was 6-something.
Okay.
It was perfect.
Okay.
And then Dr. Peterson said, tell Raleigh that when I was driving home from work, I heard her talking to you.
Okay.
He heard us talking.
All right.
So he's listening when he drives home from work.
All right. So a shout out to Dr. Peterson. Okay.
Yes, yes. But everything's great. You know, I'm going to get some physical therapy.
Good.
For my balance issues.
Good.
you know, to get me back on track with the balance.
Yes.
So I'm going to get that. And
good.
Hopefully everything else, my nose and stuff, it's been okay.
Good. Good.
So well, then that's I caught you. I was doing something, and then I turned off the radio right away, and I got your call.
Yeah. Well, very good. It sounds like a great. It sounds like a great report.
Yeah, you've got another fan with Dr. Peterson.
Well, how nice. I hope he'll call some night on his drive home.
All
right, thanks.
So
appreciate it.
Oh, Raleigh.
Yes.
Can you play any James Brown song for me?
Okay, you got it. It'll probably be tomorrow night, but I'll do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you,
thanks.
Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
You and John have a wonderful evening and stay well.
You too.
And we'll talk
to you soon. Okay, sounds great. All right. So, Dr. Peterson driving home at this hour. I can't imagine because doctors usually work early. So that's a long day, to say the least. Yeah. So more power to them. Let's say Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. You know what? I use an iPad. Okay. It was the first device I ever saw. I did use a full-size computer when I was at work, and I had one at one time. But now with the iPad, I use a Bluetooth keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to learn how to screen write, and I was not successful, and I found out about the keyboards, and I learned that I was much better off, and everything went a lot quicker for me. It's very similar to a computer keyboard,
sure,
but it hooks up to your device.
Mm-hmm.
I have one for my iPhone, and I have one for my iPad.
Yeah.
And it connects via Bluetooth.
Right.
You can find them. There's a company called Bridge, Brydge. And also, if you need help and explanation, I would go with atguys.com.
Yeah, we've mentioned them before, absolutely. But by the way,
yeah,
as far
as... Yeah, and they will explain to you, especially... No, I'm totally blind. They explained to me how to connect my keyboard to my iPhone. I couldn't figure it out. And they also sent me via email a chart so I could learn the keyboard.
Yeah. No, that's terrific. And also, if you know what you want, always check Amazon, because these things vary in prices tremendously. You know, I've got them, and I've mentioned before, I'm very hard on my toys, so nothing I have lasts long. But I find them for under $20, and they're foldable
my
and stuff like that.
Keyboards for my iPhone, my girlfriend looked them up for me on Amazon.
Yeah.
But the one that I got for my iPad, I found out... one of the smaller keyboards I had did not have punctuation on it, and I found it very confusing. For instance, you did Control O to get an apostrophe.
No, that's ridiculous.
Well, that was a mess.
No, so, that's ridiculous. You want a full keyboard, preferably with a number pad.
Yeah. Now, the Bridge, I had no problems with.
Yeah.
The one I got from IT Guys was the collapsible plug-in keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and that is a full computer keyboard, actually, but it folds in thirds. So when it's folded up, it's off, and when you unfold it, it's on, and you don't have to worry about looking for the green light or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And also, when it's out, it's really not that long. But it does have all the keys that you want, like on a computer keyboard.
Right, absolutely. No, I use them all the time. And I like that feature you mentioned where when it's folded, it's off, and when it's open, it's on. That is a big help, because if you can't see the little light, that's a problem. So, yeah.
Yeah, I had that situation with my second Bridge keyboard that I got. The first one I got had an off and on button that went left to right. The second one was a key that you just pressed. and it said, wait for the green light. Well, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, good deal. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
And I hope I can help Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God bless him, and I'm praying for him.
Oh, we all are. Thank you for that, though. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
All right.
And have a good one.
You
You're
too.
Doing a great job, Raleigh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Sometimes I wonder, but that's so nice that Karen said that. All right. We get to Gary in Austin going to talk radio. Love that. Dave in Chicago going to talk iPads. All right. Cleveland Dennis stuff. And James on the South Side, of course, stories. So, and yes, one line available for you at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Soldier boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe I will be true? It's written.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and it was Don and Beloit who said, anything by Ella Fitzgerald you want to play. So I decided Soldier Boy would be it. It was actually a flip side, 1955 on Decca, one of my faves. I know when the Shirelles came out with they've redone Ella. No, but nonetheless, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I'm glad to see people are... calling back. I was a little worried.
I was too. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. So I was trying to think of something to talk long about.
Right, exactly.
But I've been thinking about Fairbanks Broadcasting, and I was trying to remember about them because I think they owned KVIL.
Of course.
Back in their heyday.
Yeah. They started, Richard M. Fairbanks started out with WIBC in Indianapolis. And then did buy KVIL, which was, at the time he bought it, was an automated station. In fact, Ron Chapman was, and Hugh Lampman, and there's a couple others who
Jack
were.
Shell.
Yes, and Jack Shell. Those were the three. And I think I've told you before that time that they were in the elevator. And one of them said, do you realize if this elevator crashed, no one would know till next week? And that was absolutely true, too. So, they bought cable. And, of course, had to buy something in Florida because Florida is a good state to be in if you have a lot of money and don't want to pay a lot of state taxes. And so WRMF, Richard M. Fairbanks in Palm Beach.
Oh, I didn't know they owned that one.
They owned that. And they also, there's all sorts of things. Well, they had Framingham for a while, VBF.
I knew about that one.
Well,
they were rock and roll or something, weren't they?
Yeah, they were a number of things. But the interesting thing was, for whatever reason, Jim Hilliard, who, when he was Jimmy Darren, had been the first PD for WFIL when they went top 40, when Mike Joseph took him top 40 in 1966. And so, anyway, Jim had this who knows why idea that he wanted to buy Wibbage. Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Yeah.
Stay right
where
you are. We will talk about this coming up on WGN Radio.
not angry. There's not been a fight. Oh no, baby. But I won't see you. Ooh, we after tonight. Girl, you're leaving me crying all by myself. Ooh, I've really done no wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's William Bell, 1964 on Stax. It was a flip side of Don't Stop Now. Steve Cropper and William Bell wrote that, too. Yeah, crying all by myself. Thought it was a wonderful record. I want to play something by William Bell tonight to say happy, happy birthday. Turned 85 today, and he's still with us. Born in Memphis in 1939. And, man, talk about a guy with nine lives. He was supposed to be on that plane with Otis Redding. And, of course, William Bell wrote a number of things and recorded them as well, but probably best known for Private Number with Judy Clay or Trying to Love Too. But I always thought Crying All By Myself was a wonderful soul record. So back to Gary and Austin and the history of the big 990. So in 1957, that's when George B. Storer bought it. All right. And before that, we don't care. You know, it was originally owned by a church. It did not stand for I Believe in God, which everybody claimed. They were just assigned call letters, but it was owned by the Episcopal Church. Anyway, it went through a few owners. And so Storer bought it, and actually he bought the AM, and he bought Channel 12, which at the time was licensed to Philadelphia, but there was a Wilmington connection in that too. Channel 12 was great because that's where they had Mitch Thomas's wonderful dance show. But anyhow, so Wibbage goes top 40, and of course wildly popular. You know, they got Joe Niagara and everybody else, and just you know, a real big deal. And so here comes 66 when FIL decides they're going top 40 and they hire Mike Joseph as a consultant. And everybody thought, well, Mike just dethroned them with better programming. And by the way, I'm not saying that his programming wasn't better. And I'm not saying that it wasn't tighter and that their jocks were great and the music was good and all that. But there's a little thing that was happening that nobody's noticing. Now, I'm just going to leave that right there. I'll tell you what it is in a moment, but we need to move on. In 1969, they sold it. And they sold it to Buckley. And it was just terrible, too. But they even had some progressive rock for a while, and Joey Reynolds was there for a minute. Everybody else, all right. And Buckley was not doing well, and by 75, they're kind of adult contemporary, and it's for sale. And so here's Jimmy Darren, turned Jimmy Hilliard, who's president of Fairbanks Broadcasting, convincing Mr. Fairbanks that he has to buy Wibbage, you know. And I think that Hilliard's thought was, well, you know, I decimated him when I was PD of FIL. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to really do something with Wibbage. Well, again, he didn't realize something that we'll get to in a moment. All right. So here we have him pleading to Fairbanks. And one of the things he said is, he said, it's meant to be, WIBG. It's one call letter away from WIBC. You're going to love it. And so anyway, he convinces Fairbanks that, yeah, we're gonna buy Wibbage. And so they do. Now, here's the thing that he should have known. He should have known this in 66, but I guess at the time he thought it was his marvelous programming. And again, that was part of it. I'm not taking that away from it. The population shifted outside the coverage area of Wibbage. That was the problem. Yeah, you know, they will not listen if they cannot hear you. And that was what was happening increasingly when FIL came on. And by the time Hilliard bought this in the 70s, forget it, right? It's got a signal problem, to say the least. So at first, he tries kind of like a hot AC, kind of like a KBIL or a WIBC. That doesn't do anything. Then he hires why can't I think of his name? Terrell's son, Matheny. Terrell's son is all I can think of. But anyway, he's no longer with us. But the Matheny kid. Anyhow, so hires him. That's when they become Wizard 100. All right. And so that's a rounding up of 990, of course, 990. So anyway, Wizard 100, and it was an adult top 40, heavily researched, and nothing. Well, of course nothing. You can't hear them. All right, so yeah. then they kind of went into disco and R&B, and at that time, CAUFM was doing Fascinating Rhythm. So, yeah. So needless to say, when the 3 years was up in November of 1979, gee gosh almighty, they sold it. And
I bet they did.
Yeah, they did. They got $4.5 million, and the station went religion. And so back to religion. Now, in 86, they actually redesigned that array, and it improved coverage to some degree to the north and west. And then ultimately, it was sold to Salem. Well, what wasn't? And then from that, now you're out of years that I don't know much about anymore. But that's what happened. So that's the story.
But KVIL was, I like their air staff. I just didn't like their music or their jingles for that matter.
Well, it was all the Hugh Heller jingles. It was the same jingles.
I mean, I don't need a 3 minute long jingle to tell me how good you are. Be good.
Yeah. And they actually sounded better on IBC than they did on KVIL. And on IBC, they sounded pretty good. WIBC and you on the radio, 1070, all that.
Yeah, they had. Never say you've got it made when you're leading the parade.
Right.
And, that kind of thing. And that stuff still goes through my mind decades later.
Well, see, and so therefore...
I've lived in that market for 30-something years.
And so how much you hated it, it was tremendously effective. But the music was always an issue. And George Johns did the music, and he knew what he was doing. Now, disc jockeys, we hated it. You know, I worked for him in Indianapolis. We just hated it. And George contended, by the time we were ready to riot because it was a burnout, that's when that 30-year-old woman first identified it, And so I don't care what of his stations you pick, that music, which all jocks hated, worked. I can't take it away from George. I like to, but I can't. So
I always wanted them to be top 40.
Yeah,
had the jocks for it.
Right. That AC music worked. Believe me, I can still remember those records. It causes me sometimes sleepless nights, so we won't review any of them.
Yeah, sure it did.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, of course, I did overnights there, and I could pretty much do anything I want except lose a license because I was a female with a first phone who wanted to work late night. So, they're leaving me alone. But one of the things I did was I brought in a space heater, and I intentionally put it right by the rack that had all the carts. And I put the songs I didn't want to play at the bottom of the rack. And I melted them. I would just melt them. And don't know. I'm so sorry. And And then another time I took all of the format and organized it just by, because Riley, of course, was great in the afternoons, just by how long the songs were. So all the rotation went out the window. Now it was just how long are they? And so, it was a wonder. But like I say, I realized they weren't going to do a thing to me. Who were they going to replace me with? So, so that was that. But yeah, that music was just terrible. But it worked. Sure. Again for you looked at those numbers, and back then when they first started that's when the ratings really had changed, and now ARB becomes dominant, and suddenly we're looking at demographics, and it was all the 25 to 34 year old female. At that point, we hadn't gotten yet to 25, 54 adults. 25 to 34-year-old female was the decision maker. This is who the agencies wanted. And so by golly, we were playing to the 30-year-old female. And it worked.
They were
strong number one.
And they were one of the first FM stations to become number one, I believe.
Well, actually, that had been going on. The first ones that went number one were the easy listening stations. In fact, the first two, it was 1970, and WEAT in West Palm Beach and WOOD in Grand Rapids, both using Schulke, were the first ones that went to number one. And so you would have that. I think 71 is when Bartell bought MYQ in Miami, which had been a store station, and that was the first standalone FM that did well. But it wasn't number one, but it did well. KVIL was probably the first station. I say probably because I want to argue that with KISS in LA to some degree to see which was first, to sell a morning drive spot for $1,000. Which, of course, today you wouldn't think anything of, but back then, woohoo, And they always had very good sales staffs. Trying to think of who manager was at Cable. I liked him, too. He later became, for a moment there, general manager of 1080 there. But what the hell? I can't think of his name. Terrible. So, oh, well.
They I respected him. I didn't like him. That's what all I can really say about that.
Yeah. Well, it was not aimed at you.
No, it wasn't.
So, it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, so, but they did amazingly well. And I think it was a very good combination of George Johns and Ron Chapman together. They blended well with what they did. And, you know, as a team, they were unbeatable. Individually, they did well. But as a team, yeah, get out of town. KBIL was going to own it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did for, 20 years, maybe? I don't know.
Right. Absolutely.
How long they were.
Absolutely.
You know.
K104
was up right up there with him, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I'll tell you, K104 was not getting the spot dollars that KBIL was.
No, they weren't.
Unfortunately. They weren't. And, I loved KKDA, you know, and we're talking, of course.
I did, too.
You know, an urban station. But unfortunately, urban contemporary, you know, the dollars just are not as significant. Wrong, but true.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
Everybody's dollars are the same. They all spend.
Well, so that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And a lot of what advertisers think are more myths than reality. But you know, it's what you got.
There you go.
All right.
Well, anyway, I appreciate the
I'm so glad you called. It was a wonderful walk down memory lane. Now I have to think of the name of that sales manager. It'll drive me crazy. All right. Thanks.
Great, thanks.
All right, good deal. Yeah, I'll think of it, and I'll probably shout it out at the most least inopportune moment or whatever. All right, so we're going to get an update on Eduardo on his job, and Fran, Frank and Foods, and requests, and Dave in Chicago, iPads, good, Cleveland Dennis, and did I mention James on the South Side and his 4 million stories? Well, let me make one line available for you, too, as we continue on WGN Radio. The multi-talented Peter Brown. Yeah, well, Peter turned 71 this week. Hard to believe, but true. He went to the Art Institute in Chicago, and it was interesting because when he did Do You Want to Get Funky, the album cover for that is just tremendous, and it was actually a cardboard cutout that he had done that looked looked like a scantily clad, okay, nude woman, and it was terrific. And he's done so much, and back then, with the help of the folks at TK, Do You Want to Get Funky with Me? So 71, happy birthday to Peter Brown, who I believe is living in Colorado now, but originally from Blue Island. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Cleveland, Dennis, what's up?
Hello, Raleigh.
Hello, Cleveland, Dennis.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Good. Because I was going to say, wait a minute, but I want to make that request, wait a minute, by Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons that I used to listen to out of CKLW in Detroit.
Yes.
If it fits. Now, I'm calling kind of back on last time we talked. I said somebody mentioned Black Oak, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
That concert where they played as a backup band, it was Humble Pie and Steve Marriott.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that to clarify, bring everybody up to date. But I'm calling from the modern Elgin. That's a term I got today because 30 years ago today is when the boat, the gambling boat on the Fox River just outside of downtown Elgin on the edge started, or it was their first day of gambling operation.
Wow, well, take the plunge. All right.
Yeah. That's what it was, because somebody said they had a discussion for about an hour, and I kind of chirped in, because I remember a few things about it. I lived in the outskirts of Elgin at the time, but, you know, they dropped the base of the boat in, and it hit with such impact that the water rushed to the west side of the river, and then it came back to the east side, knocked a bunch of people over that were standing there for the event. Anyhow, it was quite a thing on the radio, which certainly I listen to all the time.
Mm. Yes.
Will you be? I also mentioned today was the baseball All-Star game. I attended the game in 1963 in Cleveland. Still have one of the ducats from that.
Wow.
And like to flash it when I go out this time of the year to the different establishments, like the bars. Mm-hmm. But anyhow...
And for people who don't know, the American League was victorious.
Thank you. Yeah, I did watch the end of it, and it's always somewhat entertaining to me.
All right.
But, you know, you talk to various people, a lot of different things. I'm not complaining, but you have a discussion about a radio station that somehow you mention Palm Beach or West Palm Beach, and then at the same time, it's related to a station in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't follow it too much, but whomever you were talking to, he certainly must have known. But
here's the deal.
You know,
here's the deal. Ratings-wise,
yeah, tell me.
1970 was back when it was, you know, not ARB. It was Hooper and Pulse and all that, the end of Hooper, actually. And that was the first time that an FM station was number one in its market. And it happened in two markets in 1970. WOOD in Grand Rapids and WEAT in West Palm both went to number one in their markets, and they both were airing Schulke.
Interesting. What I remember on FM in Cleveland was WMMS, Home
of
the Buzzard. Still have a T-shirt or so
that
I bought off the internet for that. And they did quite well, and that's how they were known. But if I could shift the discussion momentarily, because you do talk to people about health issues and all that, any holistic cures for cellulitis?
Ooh, cellulitis can be really tough. Is this you?
Yeah, it's me. I'll admit it. Yeah, it's horrible because I got bit in my backyard in like this time of the year, like about 4 years ago, and went through all the antibiotics, and, you know, it's tough. I even spent 2 days at the hospital where they tried to fix it, but no success.
So you've had this a what? Now, cellulitis is serious, serious stuff. And so
I've had it for four years.
Well,
yeah.
It's most common on the lower legs. Where do you have it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right there, below the knee and above the ankle. And I got bit by, I don't know, the neighbor thought it was a ticks out there. He warned me about them. And I go, I don't even know. And I thought it was mosquitoes. But all of a sudden, I got bit. And I've been cursed ever since.
Well, right. And you know, untreated, this can be serious, serious stuff because, of course, it can become sepsis. It goes to the lymph nodes and the bloodstream. I mean, it can be downright life-threatening. So when you're saying you've had this for 4 years, how are you treating this?
Yes. Well, the antibiotics at first that they tried, it brought it to a point where it looks like it was going to be cured, but the cellulitis or the infection fought back.
Right. All right. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We're going to talk about this, but this is serious stuff. This is not the kind of thing I'd be doing without a doctor, but hang on. Don't go away. And we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Patsy Cline, 1962, She's Got You, and James on the South Side had requested that. There is one of the best music videos ever of this, and I'm pretty sure that it's online. Actually, it used to be a live performance at a club in Austin where this woman would come out, and she would be pulling all the items out of her bust, you know, long dress and all that. And then, of course, the end, I've got these little things. And, well, yeah. But, you know, the ring and the picture and you name it. All right. So we're talking to Cleveland Dennis, and this is serious. So cellulitis for 4 years. My first question is, has it been constant or does it keep coming back?
It's never went away.
Okay. So it's constant. Now, this, as you know, is serious stuff. Obviously, you've been to doctors. You took courses of antibiotics, I take it.
That's correct.
All right. And because in some cases it does turn into, you know, MRSA, into resistant bacteria, MRSA. Now, the deal is, of course, like I say, this is very serious because it can easily hit the bloodstream, become sepsis. You know, you can have other problems like that. The only thing natural you can do for yourself for this is to do anything that will boost your immunity, but that alone is insufficient. You know, anybody who doesn't realize this, you can get cellulitis anywhere. It very often comes on the lower legs. There's a lot of reasons for why, but the bottom line is that it has to have a break in the skin. But it can be a very small break in the skin. It can be because you had, you know, athlete's feet between your toes. Or it could be, like you mentioned, a bug bite or things like that. But there has to be a break in the skin. And then usually it's staph or it's strep. And those are the two most common bacterias. And like I say, usually a course of antibiotics will tame it down, but not always. So the thing that I wonder about is there something underlying going on, like venous insufficiency or something like that? You've obviously been to several doctors, right?
I've been to a dermatologist three or four times. And then, like I said, I spent 2 days in the local hospital.
Right.
And thought for sure that we'd have a lick because they were doing injections, mm-hmm. antibiotic injections. And it was kind of horrible, actually. But
right.
I went through it and it gets to the point where it looks like it definitely looks like it's being cured, but then it fights back.
Right. Right. Well, it could be a MRSA thing, but, you know, the first thing that I would wonder is, are they looking at venous insufficiency? Because if you're dealing with not enough blood flow in your extremities, that can be a problem. Now, I assume that you've gone through all the rigmarole of underlying conditions, and you've been taught how to handle this at home, and you know how to cleanse it, and you know all that kind of stuff. And what you're saying is it's ebbing and flowing.
Yeah, pretty much. And I've been cirrhotic since I was about 17 or 18, but that was, you know, into my early adult years, it was under control and it was minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And the cellulitis, it just is a butt kick because...
Well, it is.
I had a friend of mine...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Had a friend of mine, he traveled to Malaysia or Thailand, and mm-hmm. he was coming back, and on the last day he got really sick, and he had cellulitis, and when he came back to the U.S., he had it cured in a couple of days. Mine is comes with a ferocious itch at times.
Right.
And then it just fights back.
Do you have edema? Are you dealing with swelling?
And, Minimal
swelling. Okay, but just the yeah. redness that you see, obviously, and that
right.
a lot of itching and compared to the itching, the pain is minimal, but a lot of itching.
Well, the pain gets very difficult sometimes, mm-hmm. but I kind of fight back with some beer and heavy yeah. doses of aspirin.
Yeah, well. I would not give up going to doctors on this. I wouldn't try to ignore it or treat it yourself.
Yeah, well, the last time I went to the doctor, they gave me instructions to do like a bleach bath. But I don't do a complete bath because it's only in the lower extremities, but I have a deep tub, like a plastic storage container, right. and we fill it. My son does a 10% on the bleach, and I soak it, but, you know... Been doing that and just tired of doing that because it doesn't really do the trick.
No, exactly. No, that's why I think there's something underlying here, unless it's just a real bad MRSA infection that it just will not react to antibiotics. Now, the one thing that they're doing now with some people that I've heard anyway is low-dose long-term antibiotics where you're on it repeatedly. Now, I'm not saying that's a great thing for your body, but, you know, it might be. And, you know, we're talking here not like vancomycin. We're talking about like erythromycin or something like that. You know, something to see. But the first thing I want to know is, what is this? Is there any way they can do a culture and find out if this is MRSA?
Yeah, they did the culture.
It's not MRSA.
Say,
all right. Well, if it's not MRSA,
no, it's not.
And the antibiotics, I would think they would want you to be on the antibiotics until you wiped it out. Now, is it a case where they think you wiped it out, and then sure enough, there it still is?
You know, you bring up some good questions because they want to be distant after you go there, and then. You know, you have the antibiotics and you go through it. They only last for 2 weeks. I think I need them for about 4 weeks.
Well, you probably do.
You know?
You probably do.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a doctor who's willing to work with you, you have to find another doctor. And I wouldn't fool around with this. I would make this a medical emergency.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
really. Don't.
I'm going to do that effective tomorrow.
All right.
Because, I was just looking for... I don't know. You're a great doctor.
Well, yeah, right. I'm not at all, but I do know some of the pitfalls. But in any event,
you know what it is either by reading about it and appreciate it, and I'll proceed.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people who've had cellulitis, and that's why I say don't fool around because this can get really, really serious. Mm-hmm. But I don't like hearing about 4 years and that the doctors are just kind of nonplussed by this. No.
They're rather casual.
Yeah, well, I'm not at all casual about this, and I want to know a couple things. Firstly, if you're on the antibiotics for a sufficient amount of time and it's still not healing, and it's not MRSA, then you've got something underlying, and they need to start doing the workups to find out what.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep me posted.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I will do that. And again, if you'd be kind enough... To play Wait a Minute by Tim Tam and it turned on at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably get it on tomorrow night.
I'll be listening.
All right.
Always
deal. Thanks.
And if I miss it, all right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye. Yeah. And if you miss it, you can always hear the replays, which occur after the show. I digitize it. Sometimes it takes me longer than others, but usually within a few hours, if not sooner. And it's available on Raleigh.net. So if you miss any part of it, you can... Go back and hear it again and again. And it also streams for 24 hours until the next live show. All right. And now Eduardo's got a job update, and I can't wait to hear about this. And then we got Fran, and we got Dave, don't go away, and James on the South Side on WGN Radio.
made it real soft, Raymond. I love this song. This is from Promises, Promises. Sometimes your eyes look blue to me, and yet I know they're really green. I seem to see you differently, changing as I'm treated kindly or treated meanly from moment to moment. You're two different people, faithful and warm when I'm in your arms. Then when you leave, you're so untrue. However you are, deep down, whoever you are, oh, whoever you are, I love you. Sometimes I feel that you're mine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Pearl Bailey. Josh in Chicago requested Whoever You Are, I Love You. And actually, Linda in Richmond Park requested as well the Dionne Warwick version. It's interesting, that was a flip side of Promises, Promises. And of course, the song itself is from the Broadway play that Bacharach and David did, Promises, Promises. But the Dionne Warwick version, I thought, no, Pearl Bailey really nailed it by comparison. But Dionne gave it her best shot as a flip side.
Sometimes your eyes look blue to me, although I know they're really green.
All right, so yeah, I vote for Pearl, but you might like Dionne. I leave it to you to make that determination. And I talked to Eduardo in Tampa. So what's going on with the job?
Yeah, Raleigh. Well, nothing significant, although first regarding the hospital, I talked to Teresa last week. I was going to call this in on Thursday, but I missed you on Thursday, at least me calling in. And she says they were starting to hire in a different position in that department. So, and I noticed today, at least this week, they have a respiratory therapist position out there. So maybe there's some light coming to that department as far as, you know, maybe being hired there soon. So we'll see about that. But Publix.
Yes.
So nearby, they got somebody who had experience in, I guess, working in that store. I did follow up with another store and the last couple of days, and they're going to first check with inventory, and then they're gonna let me know. So that's a little bit of light in there in Publix, okay. But not the one nearby. But it's within driving distance.
Oh yeah, but Orlando's within driving distance too. So how much gasoline do you have to use to get to this other Publix?
I was thinking like this guy they hired. I wonder how far she is from Caribou, because, you know, it was the one in Caribou.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been interesting to find out how long would it take her to get there.
Yeah.
But they wound up getting somebody for that Caribou location. But I went to the next nearest one. So they're going to look into, after they check inventories, what the manager said. So okay. I also got another thing, another lead with a Carlton Law Firm, something like that.
Oh, yeah,
Carlton,
what would that
Fields,
be?
I think.
What would that job be?
That's kind of like administrative assistant.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm waiting on that. So, yeah, it's a little bit light, but I'm, you know, hopefully this thing with Teresa really comes through, because that's what I'm really hoping to get into.
Well, so, yeah, I still can't. You know, it doesn't make sense to me that they're just not falling all over themselves to get you.
Yeah, I don't know. They do these hirings now differently. Also, there's also this thing with AI that now they filter out applications if they are not very close to their
yes. That's been going on for yeah. That's been going on for several years now.
Yeah, and it's a shame because I think there's people out there that are actually being passed over. That
of course there are.
Should seriously be it's when this is another reason why I don't like modern technology for other reasons.
Yeah, yeah. We have technological advancements, but nothing when it comes to wisdom.
Yeah, this is going to lead me into Shippenburg. Because you know everywhere in the U.S., Shippenburg, Pennsylvania. Did I get this right?
Yeah,
Shippenburg.
Okay.
So they acquired 170 million square feet of warehouse space. And the big retailers like Walmart, Amazon are moving in there. Some of the farmland, they're getting like $100,000 an acre.
$100,000 an acre? In there. Wait a minute, Shippensburg is off of I-81 in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's what came up in Daily Mail.
No,
and they got this university where students are being placed pretty well in warehouse positions. So
you know, it's about 40 miles away from Harrisburg.
Okay,
but like I say, it's right on I-81, and it is a college town as far as that goes. So
wow, that makes.
Yeah, so they have that,
yeah.
And Shippensburg University is it's not. I mean, I'd say it's pricey. I think annually it's about $14,000 a year for in-state, and pretty much the same out-of-state. So it's a little pricier than average, but it's not way up there. But I can't, you know, $100,000 an acre. Something's got to be wrong with that.
That's what they said on there. I mean, they're saying that the students are getting a 90% job placement rate. They get between 60 and 90K for positions.
All right, but that's the school.
So.
But why would the land be that expensive?
That's what they're being offered. They have a couple here. Let's see, $100,000 an acre. Another nearby farm was going for $125,000.
Well, I guess I just don't understand. I don't know what to say.
Here's one. Valvo Construction Equipment Manufacturing Facility in Shippensburg.
All right, I'm looking. Shippensburg's land for sale. All right, well, here's 1.2 acres for $50,000. That seems like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it also depends where it is.
Right.
I don't know. I'm out of touch. What can I say? But here's 27 acres for $239,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, I assume it also has to do with how improved is the land and all that kind of stuff. But here is 4 acres for $2.75 million. I don't know what to say. I'm not looking for land anywhere, but maybe $100,000 for an acre isn't that much, but it just doesn't seem right to me. All right, I'm going to find out. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I'm going to do a little looking at this, and we'll check out the news and come back on WGN Radio.
When you kiss her, it shocks you, turns you up, and rocks you, yeah. Smoke and sizzle like a red hot kettle on a stove. All around.
If you touch live wire,
she won't, she won't, she won't.
If you don't want a blister, then you better resist her. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the safest thing to do. She can burn out any fuse in your heart.
I'm Raleigh James, just enjoying the Robins too much there on RV Records 1960. And actually, I thought of the Robins because H.B. Barnum turned 88 yesterday, and he's still with us. H.B. Barnum, you'll see him all over the place. Certainly Little Richard comes up, but so many other acts as well, including the Robins. And yeah, the Robins, who of course, some of whom later became the Coasters, but early on they had some great stuff. And then after a couple of them left and went to the Coasters, formed the Coasters, the Robins continued to record. And in 1960 did Live Wire Susie on RV. All right. Meanwhile, while I was enjoying Live Wire Susie, I was checking out real estate, and boy, I just, clearly, I don't understand. All right, so now, here's a deal, Eduardo. It does seem like in Shippensburg that the average acre probably is going for $100,000. Now, what's interesting to me about that is in Pennsylvania as a whole, the average acre goes for $42,000, and that includes the more expensive cities like a Philadelphia and a Pittsburgh in the middle of nowhere. So the first thing we're saying is that this is disproportionate. And I started to take a look, you know, even things like Punxsutawney, right? And I'm looking at 56 acres for $269,000. I mean, I'm seeing a low across the country of $4,200 an acre and a high, you know, well eclipsing $100,000. But and part of the facts are, of course, is the land improved or not? You know, then also, is it agricultural and all those things? I realize that those affect the prices, but it just does not make sense to me. And, you know, hey, how much could I do in 5 minutes? But I don't see where the Shippensburg, Pennsylvania land for sale. Now, what's funny is the houses don't fall that way. In fact, actually, the houses are cheaper there than in most places. A lot of them are older, too. So it's not that. But I don't know. Now, have you read anything that told you why it was this pricey?
No, I mean, other than it mentions in the article that this is going into the California's Inland Empire, Southern California, and even to some of Canada.
Well,
so
no,
it's not just Shippensburg. Yeah.
But what you're talking about in Shippensburg is the kids who graduate college there, which actually is University of Pennsylvania Shippensburg. But
right.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell us why the area itself is pricey. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, some of your listeners across the listening area.
Yeah,
the nation,
maybe they understand.
They might have more details.
Right, because I certainly don't know why land would be at a premium in Shippensburg. You know, yes, it has proximity to parks or recreation, you know, all those things that you would expect, but it still doesn't make sense. And, you know, there was one, land.com says the average price for an acre of land in Pennsylvania is just over $30,000.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. So,
looks like quite an area. I mean,
I
lot of people are moving inland. I know.
Well,
I saw, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I saw it on Daily Mail, too, Gallen, Tennessee, being overrun by California and New York transplants.
No,
even the guy that used to relocate from California decided to run for office just to put a stop to all the immigration to that area. So,
I don't know. It beats the heck out of me, but sooner or later somebody will explain to me why Shippensburg is so much more expensive than everything around it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's some listeners out there who might put some insight into this.
Yeah, because it ain't me. All right. That's interesting.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm looking all around there, seeing things for a fraction of that price. So what is the deal? Well, of course, you can price anything you want. The question is, did it sell, of course? But assuming that these aren't listeners that aren't things that have been around for forever, then I don't know. And Barb in Yorkville last night, we talked about Bobby Darin Dream Lover. So she's calling back. What about it, Barb?
Yes. I found out that about 3 months ago, I bought a complete Bobby Darin 5-CD collection.
Well, then you have it.
Yes, I have the song on the third CD, and it's got all the words to that song.
There you are.
Now, Bobby started recording for Decca with a group by the name of the Jaybirds.
Yeah, right, I know.
In 1956.
Yep.
And he enjoyed major breakthrough with his songs of Splish Splash and Queen of the Hop.
Yeah, right. And Splish Splash.
They were both chart.
Yeah, allegedly Murray the K's mother wrote Splish Splash. If you believe that, I got a bridge for you. But yes, and
Who wrote it?
Murray the K's mother. Murray the K was a disc jockey at the time on WINS in New York.
Oh, really?
And his mother
wrote that?
Well, the writer's credit went there. I mean, how do you spell payola? But allegedly, Murray's mother wrote Splish Splash. But yeah, absolutely. So all well known. And of course, you know, in addition to his hits, like a lot of pop standards like Beyond the Sea or Mac the Knife, but he got into politics and he was on RFK's campaign. And in fact, he was at the Ambassador Hotel when Kennedy got killed. So, yeah.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He was married to Sandra Dee.
Yeah, right.
Between 1960 and 1967. They were married 7 years.
Yeah, they were. And then he was married to Andrea Yeager for less than a year.
Yeah. Made the American pop charts 41 times.
Yeah. This is not news.
Between 1958 and 1973.
Yeah, not news. You know, as far as his real career taking off, you know, Donnie Kirshner, the publisher, that's who really was behind him in the early to mid 50s. That's how he got on Decca. It was Donnie Kirshner who got him on Decca.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
His number one hit was a worldwide million seller number one, Mac the Knife, 1959.
Any of this surprising to you?
No, except that he was married to Sandra Dee longer than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 7 years, yes, indeed.
But I just thought I'd tell you that I found the words.
Well, and there you are. So life is complete.
I was glad you told me about it, and I forgot that I had bought this whole album of his.
So there you have it.
So if you ever need to play any of these songs, call me.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, glad you found it.
Okay, honey.
All right, good deal.
All right, thanks. Thank you for helping me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Yes, and he wrote Dream Lover, so got some writer's credits on that. Yeah, nobody's mother wrote that. He also, he was kind of a bad boy when he was on ATCO. He recorded on Brunswick at the same time, called the band the Ding Dongs. I'm not making that up. And obviously, it got known and by Atlantic, and all hell broke loose for a moment there. All right, so Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, first of all, get my request out of the way. That girl, Jean Chandler.
Yes.
I think that's Jean Chandler. Yeah, it is.
Right.
And then Let the Little Girl Dance.
Okay. Bobby Blue Bland.
All right. And
Billy
what was
Blanco.
The other one?
No, Billy
I think it's Remember When.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it's called.
The Earls remember. That's the Earls. Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I figured if Johnny D can sing on the phone, so can I.
Well, you absolutely can. Absolutely. Yes, and Let the Little Girl Dance, Billy Bland. Yes, of course.
So, anyway, those are my requests. And you were talking earlier about these foods, you know, and you can tell if it says preformed.
Yeah.
Or it says chicken patty.
Right, yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. Or sometimes, sometimes they'll say chicken breast with rib meat.
Yeah.
But the thing that really gets me is, okay, I do my shopping online now, and there's a whole section. I got food stamps, EBT,
mm-hmm.
and there's a whole section of stuff that's, you know, supposedly, I mean, you can buy any, you don't have to limit yourself to buying the stuff that says that it's on EBT.
Right.
But a lot of people think you do.
Nope.
And so I've had to explain to people, no, you can buy what you want. You don't have to buy what, you know, what those things are.
Right.
But I was looking at a lot of those things, and that's what they are. They're all this fake. I mean,
ultra processed,
you know, Frankenfood,
right? Ultra processed, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, I eat a lot of that stuff because I'm not a great, you know, I'm not much into cooking.
Blame you.
I can cook a few things, but you know,
yeah.
I think, oh my God, you know, this stuff, but it's really that's the stuff that a lot of people can afford.
Oh, absolutely, it comes down to that. In fact, years and years ago, there was a study on why lower-income individuals were disproportionately overweight. And the answer was because the food that they could afford was the kind of stuff that would just pack the pounds on them. It was garbage.
Oh, yeah. We eat a lot of macaroni and pasta and, you know.
Right.
You know, hamburger. I mean, you know, I tried to cut because I'm diabetic, and so I was trying to, you know, eat actual chicken breasts, and, you know, just and it's expensive.
Oh, it is. And if you start getting into organic, it can become frightfully expensive. And the worst thing about that now is that if it's from a foreign country, it may not be organic. A lot of stuff that's labeled as such isn't.
And then a lot of the stuff, unfortunately, that they give you from the food pantries, and, you know, I'm not putting down food pantries. I've had to use them many times myself. And unfortunately, like, I used to volunteer at a food bank, and a lot of the stuff that we were taking home was like, okay, Entenmann's cakes. Okay, I like Entenmann's cakes.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're not good for you, but they certainly, oh, man, those cheese ones. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, most of my cart would be full, or my box would be full of bread and cake and chips.
Right.
And, you know, things like that, and very little meat. And then some of the cans were unlabeled. I'm like, I'm not eating that.
I don't blame you.
I am not eating this thing that's unlabeled. No.
Right. I don't blame you.
You know, but they're gonna really be able to sell this stuff to as the economy.
You are so right. You look at what it is, you know, you're checking out at the grocery store and $100 and you haven't bought anything of substance. No, believe me, I know. And unfortunately, terrible in terms of the overall quality. You know, our food supply in general should be an outrage. I mean, this is bordering on a serious subject right now. But the best that you can, you know, God forbid, the best you can do is read the labels well and make the most informed choices you can. You know, so sometimes it's just picking the best of the worst.
Yep, and that's a lot of times what I have to do. But what I really, you know, get upset about is they put these things under EBT, and so people think, oh, well, those are the only EBT eligible items. No. Absolutely,
that's
true.
Other places.
Well, and
there are other places where that's true, that you can only buy what's on that, I think.
Well, but. And I think that the laws vary by state. I don't think it's just federal. I think it's a lot like Medicaid, where it's a partnership of the state and the federal. But here, the big thing for EBT, well, not here, but in Globe, the big thing is fast food. You know, and they all crow about how they'll take it, you know, and it's perfectly legal.
I wish they'd do that here.
Yeah, I know, all the fast food you want, McDonald's, wherever, they'll be happy to take your EBT, and they brag about it.
Wow, I don't know if they do that here or not.
I don't know.
Find out.
But yeah, do find out. But I figure that it is a partnership. You know, you know, a state federal partnership. But I'm not sure. Yeah, and so I just, of course, now I looked it up, and so what am I getting? I'm getting everything Arizona. But, you know, they give you the debit cards, and there's cash assistant benefits and all that. But interestingly, and then there's SNAP, of course, so there's different things. And then, of course, if you've got kids, especially kids under 18, there's totally different things. And
There's WIC, I think.
Right,
and, you know,
right.
But
that, I know, is a state and federal program, because some states don't participate. And some are, and, you know, years ago, of course, food stamps, as they called them originally, was much more restrictive about what you could buy. And I remember in Fairbanks, Alaska, there was a guy who had come up to the register, and one of the things he had was dog food, and they wouldn't let him have dog food. So he shrugged his shoulder, said, okay, went back and got like a ribeye and just put it down, said, he'll just eat better. And of course, they had
good for him.
Yeah, exactly. So the dog got a ribeye. But so I know at the time that it was very restrictive, but now it's not. But I'm pretty sure that this is state by state. And I'm going to look this up, so I'll let you know tomorrow night. But I'm almost positive that all the supplemental nutrition assistance, SNAP and all that, is going to be a state and a federal partnership.
Yeah, and those are some programs that are probably going to get cut. So,
well, some of them, yes. The other thing is it's horrifying to see who winds up being eligible and not. You know, that, again, that's for a show that has substance and not mine. But,
right, yeah.
But there are...
I didn't mean to get
right.
serious on
no,
you.
No, but that's fine. But I will find that out in terms of EBT. I'll find out whether you can do it with fast food where you are.
Okay.
You know, Taco Cabana could be in your future. But...
Oh, my God, that place has gone downhill even worse.
Oh, God.
It used to be bad, and now it's like, even if I'm craving Mexican food so bad that I can taste it, I won't go there.
Yeah, I got to that point, too. But I do miss Delaware Subs. I did like those. But...
Oh, Delaware Subs is great.
Yes. I used to love their salami sub. But anyway, I remember it so fondly. All right.
Oh,
I will
okay.
find out and let you know. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right,
bye,
so
sir.
We'll see about that. That'll be useful information. But yeah, Delaware Subs really was good. And that back when Tasty Cakes was privately owned, really Tasty Cakes, they had those too. Now, of course, it's like Hostess. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we got Dave in Chicago, if he's still with us, hanging in there. Dave, are you there? No, we lost Dave. Well, I figured it would come to that. So call me tomorrow night, Dave, if you're listening. And James on the south side then is going to close it out for the night. So, James, how are you?
Fine. Okay. I got to admit that I was going to say one thing about the, okay, as far as the fast food thing, the only thing I put about in my, from what information I've heard in my state is, as far as fast food, McDonald's isn't in this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Illinois is one of the 9 states that does have an RMT program, which is the restaurant program. And Cook and Franklin counties are the only 2 counties that have it. Now, the deal is whenever that's available, a restaurant has to apply to participate in it. And so, you know, they have to sign an agreement, an FNS, and all that. So for people who are wondering, since Cook County does have it, you can call the EBT in Springfield and ask who is accepting it, because they've got it in Cook County.
Okay. Oh, let me go. Let me at least I'll talk about a couple of things right quick. Let's see. There's the person who basically walked away from their job at 6 years ago, and then after they've been a long time employee.
Oh, I know this story. This is so good. Go ahead.
This is 6 years after they've walked away. They are like being rewarded for their long time service to the company.
Yeah. Basically, it was actually a government job. But what had happened with the guy, he decided just not to show up to work, but he continued to cash the checks. Well, after he'd been there on a 20-year mark, they wanted to give him a award for his long-term service, and then they started to look for him, and they found out that no one had seen him in 6 years. So he wound up having to pay some of it back. Not all of it, but some of it. He's protesting. But yes, that was a wonderful story. Call me tomorrow night. I promise we will get more of them.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
And on that note, that'll be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Please do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio. All right. Okay, thanks.